As the Senate impeachment trial continues, you'd be forgiven if you haven't been able to follow every single minute. So we're going to play a few extended clips now from what happened yesterday. House Manager Adam Schiff said Republicans would try to distract the American people from the issue at hand, whether President Trump abused his power by asking a foreign government to interfere in the election, and whether he obstructed Congress.
Every time you hear them attacking the House managers, I want you to ask yourselves, away from what issue are they trying to distract me? What was the issue that came up just before this? What are they trying to deflect my attention from? Why don't they have a better argument to make on the merits? Finally, Mr. Sekulow asks, why are we here? Why are we here? Well, I'll tell you why we're here. Because the president used the power of his office to coerce an ally at war with an adversary at war with Russia, use the power of his office to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars of military aid that you appropriated and we appropriated to defend an ally and defend ourselves, because it's our national security as well. And why? To fight corruption? That's nonsense, and you know it. He withheld that money, and he withheld even meeting with him in the Oval Office, the president of Ukraine, because he wanted to coerce Ukraine into these sham investigations of his opponent that he was terrified would beat him in the next election.
Well, early this morning, after midnight, the Chief Justice John Roberts, who's been presiding over the trial, had to intervene for the first time as House Manager Jerry Nadler called on the Senate to subpoena former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify. White House lawyer Pat Cipollone then called for Nadler to apologize to the American people.
It's about time we bring this power trip in for a landing. President Trump is a man of his word. He made promises to the American people, and he delivered over and over and over again. And they come here and say, with no evidence, spending the day complaining that they can't make their case, attacking a resolution that had 100% support in this body, and some of the people here supported it at the time. It's a farce, and it should end. Mr. Nadler, you owe an apology to the President of the United States and his family. You owe an apology to the Senate. But most of all, you owe an apology to the American people.
President Trump's other lawyer, Jay Sekulow, followed Cipollone, further criticizing House managers. Nadler then called Cipollone a liar.
The president's counsel has no standing to talk about lying. He told his body today, the president has told his body and told the American people repeatedly, for example, that the House of Representatives refused to allow the president due process. I told you, and it's available, public document, November 26th letter from me as chairman of the Judiciary Committee to the president, offering him due process, offering witnesses, offering cross-examination. A few days later, we received a letter from Mr. Cipollone on White House stationery that said, no, we have no interest in appearing. So on the one hand, they're lying because the House is condemned by the president for not giving him due process after they rejected the offer of due process. That letter rejecting it was December 1st. It is beyond belief that the president claims monarchical powers. I can do whatever I want under Article 2, says he, and then acts on that. Defies everything. Defies the law to withhold aid from Ukraine. Defies the law in a dozen different directions all the time. And lies about it all the time. And says to Mr. Cipollone here to lie about it.
Well, after that, Chief Justice John Roberts had this austere warning for both sides, citing the 1905 impeachment trial of a federal judge.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms to remember that they are addressing the world's greatest deliberative body. One reason it has earned that title is because its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse. In the 1905 Swain trial, a senator objected when one of the managers used the word pettifogging, and the presiding officer said the word ought not to have been used. I don't think we need to aspire to that high a standard, but I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
Some of the moments from yesterday in the trial, in case you missed it.